Hello everyone, my name is Yogetsu Kusaka, Zen Buddhist monk, beatboxer, hand pump player, and live looping artist. This podcast is about how we can apply Zen Buddhism concept or teachings into our daily life to improve our quality of life. Today, I'd like to talk about do what you really want. So, many of you have heard of do what you really want. This is your life. So do what you really want to do. So, are you doing what you really want to do? How's your life going? How many people are actually doing what they really want to do? For me, actually, I've got to know about this idea. Doing what I really want to do is the best way for my life. I got to know about this idea when I was early 20s. And I was totally shocked. I was totally, it was just for me, it was just amazing idea. Because, like, we've been told that if you're gonna do what you wanna do, you can't make any money. So if you're gonna do what you really want to do, you got to know you'll be poor. You can't make a lot of money from doing what you really want to do. That was very popular answer for do what you really want to do. And at the time, but I was early 20s and I was searching my life, I was seeking my life, and my main thought was, oh, what should I do for my life? What is the best things to do for my work? And I decided to do what I want to do. The most thing I'm curious to, that's what I need to do, what I have to do for the most priority. That's the way I lived. I started to live in that way. And 10 years, 15 years, I was always seeking my life. I was always searching my best way to do. And I was always challenging something new. And at the same time, I kept doing what I had been doing. Like, for example, music. I started playing music. I started playing piano when I was 5. And I just learned by myself. And I was not like really good pianist at all. But I learned how to read the score and so I could read the rhythm and the melody. And I started playing the guitar when I was 14, and I was really into playing the guitar. And so doing music was something I have been doing for most of my life. And I started playing beatboxing. I started beatboxing when I was early 20s, and like I just kept practicing beatboxing. It was just my hobby. I didn't think I was gonna be a professional beatboxer or musician. It just beyond my dream. So I had no idea, how I make it happen. Anyway, so music, it was something I was doing all the time, most of my time. And yes, so my experience in terms of beatboxing, when I decided, I should become a full-time beatboxer, that was when I was 30. So I decided to go abroad for busking. The busking is do something in the street to make some money. So I was a busker. I became a busker, street beatboxer, and it actually worked. And that was one of my very big decisions at the time. And also, of course, it was a big challenge. And yes, so do what you really want. So that's why I decided to go to, I should go abroad to make some money from doing music. And in Japan, it's really hard to make money in the street, because street music is very, very severe. So, actually you can find some street musicians, but if you just keep watching them, police officers come really soon, and then stop them. So actually they're not gonna play that longer. And some of my friends told me, you should go to Australia or the United States, especially Australia. There are many street musicians, and some of them make really good money. So some of my friends told me, you can do it. So I decided to do it. And yes, so do what you. Anyways, when you're doing something what you really like, what is actually happening in your side? So when we're doing something what we really want to do, we are really into what we do, and we actually forget time. So many of you have experienced that time flies. Time passes so fast when you're doing something and you're really into doing it. Yes, when you're doing something like that, time flies, and you stay outside of the idea of time. It's a universal time, or universe time, or cosmic time, because it's beyond the experience of the usual time. So we just feel totally different from usual situation. So in Zen Buddhism, do things, or just in Zen Buddhism, it's we've been said just sit. It means just do meditation, just practice meditation. So he actually just saying, just do it. Just do it. Just do. there's no space that you can think about anything. There's only doing, which means you are in the moment. You're not in the past or you're not in the future. Most of the time we think, and most of our thinking is about our past. We think of our past to regret, and we think about the future to worry about. And you know, it's nothing gonna happen. Like, if we think about our past to regret something, and if we worry too much about our future, there is no merit. In the meantime, if we are in the moment, if we stay in the moment, if we are doing something and we are really into it, we are actually at now. We stay in the moment. We just live in now. So, do what you really want is actually, yes, it sounds really, you know, exciting. Do what you really want and you'll be successful. That sounds really cool and nice and exciting, you know? If you find something you what you really want to do, and just do it, then you'll be happy. You'll be successful for your life. That sounds great. However, there's much deeper meaning of do what you really want. Because when you do something what you really want, you're very easy to get into it, and you'll be it'll be very easy to stay in the moment. When you stay in the moment, when you live in the moment, you'll be free from suffering, actually. Because sufferings, actually, you make sufferings from something which is triggered by your thought or by your reaction or emotion, which is actually triggered by your thought about your past or future. So that's all for today. So today I talked about do what you really want. So what is your thing? What do you want to do in your life? Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.